It's the Scottish Liberal Democrats' turn to take centre stage as their spring conference kicks off this morning. The party has a mammoth job on its hands to reverse the decline in its support at both a UK and Scottish level. It has one MP, five MSPs and no Scottish MEPs. As the faithful gather in Perth this weekend, they're looking for a way back. Their leader will claim his party stands up for the majority of people in Scotland because they reject independence and want to fight to stay in the EU. Well, that leader is Willie Rennie and he joins us now from Perth. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You want a second referendum on Europe. You're less keen on a second independence referendum in Scotland. Why this inconsistent position?
Well, it's not inconsistent. We're not in favour of a second referendum on Europe. What we're in favour of is concluding this process with a referendum.
That'll
because
be a second one then.
The No. Let me answer the question, Gary. What we're clearly saying is that we did not have a white paper when people went to the polls last June. We didn't have the detail. All we had was slogans on the side of a bus. I think what we need now is that once the Conservatives have negotiated the final deal with the European Union, the British people should sign it off. It shouldn't be left to Theresa May and her cabinet to agree that, to agree whatever they want, whatever model they want, no matter the consequences for jobs, our environment or our security. I think the democratic thing to do would be, when that deal comes forward, for the British people to sign it off.
Isn't it a bit arrogant on your part to say that those who voted to leave ultimately didn't quite know what they were signing up for? Why not respect the will of the people?
I do respect the will of the people.
What they said leave.
What they voted for. Well, let me answer the question, Gary. What they clearly said, they wanted to leave the European Union. We respect that. What they did not vote for was the destination. And I think that part of it needs to be democratic too. Once we get the detail, once we know what it's like. Because nobody was offered any detail last June. No detail. All it was Nigel Farage's claims, Boris Johnson's posters on the side of the bus. I mean, there was exaggerated claims about all sorts of things. There was no consistent detail.
So what would you ask people?
I think what we would ask people is whether they wanted to accept the deal or reject it and stay in the European Union.
So it's a second referendum on whether we leave the European Union. You might as well just be upfront about that.
I mean, what detail were we given last June, Gary?
But if the question, the question is, do we reject the deal and stay in the European Union? It is nothing more than a rerun of the vote we had last June.
No, it's not, Gary. We were not given the detail last June. I don't know how many times I have to say this. We were not given the detail last June. I think the right thing to do, when it's clear what you see what's happening in Britain now, with prices in shops going up, energy prices going up, jobs being lost, places like Heriot Watt University saying they're losing jobs partly because of the Brexit decision, when we're seeing the impact on our universities with cuts in research, with universities not leading research projects across Europe anymore, when all of that becomes clear and people realise the real hard consequences of a hard Conservative Brexit, I think they'll want to change their mind, and I think we should give them the right to be able to do that.
So does this position mean that you are 100% behind Nicola Sturgeon in what seems to be a fight with the UK government over Scotland's place in Europe?
I think what we need to do is to keep the whole of the United Kingdom in the European Union. That's what the vote
was
last June. Well, I mean, I'm not a pessimist like you, Gary. I'm in favour of fighting for what I believe in.
Realpolitik, Willie Rennie. Theresa May has said Brexit means Brexit, we're leaving the EU.
I am not going to give up in the face of the rise of this isolationist approach to the world. The Donald Trump approach, the Brexit approach, and I would argue that the decision to try and break up the United Kingdom too is a regressive approach. I'm not going to stand down in the face of that challenge. I'm going to stand up for strong liberal values.